So Lady Gaga took what looked like a serious tumble off stage last night. I was really embarrassed for everyone involved. We're going to hear it happen coming up in just a second. Hopefully everyone's okay. First, wanted to give a quick shout out to Jennifer Lawrence and her fiance, Cook Maroney. They're getting married tomorrow.
Hey, yeah. Party.
I know they're big fans of the show, so congratulations. Yeah. Hope you have a great wedding day.
And come celebrate in Montreal when you're done.
All right. Miley Cyrus's boyfriend, Cody Simpson, dropped a new song that he wrote for her because Miley forced him to release it.
Oh my God.
So this song, which is inspired by Miley, it's called Golden Thing because, of course, Miley Cyrus is a California girl. Uh-huh. Miley shared the song with the caption, "My heart." It's actually quite beautiful.
Diamond throne, all on a roll. Coffee skin, she let me in. I'm shocked. It's a golden thing.
God. It's so cute. I'd be a puddle if a guy wrote me a song like that and performed it for me.
Yeah, it's cute as like a relationship thing, but it's like to, you know, record it, publish it for the world to hear. It's a whole other story.
What do you mean she forced him to release it?
He just like wrote it personally for her because she was struggling. Mm-hmm. She was in the hospital and she said, "This is amazing. And if you don't put it out there, I'm going to put it out there." Like, you need
nothing,
to.
Nothing says new romance like forcing your new boyfriend to release a song.
If you love me, you'll do it.
Yeah.
This is what they do. I think she did him a favor. It's really, pretty. He said, "I wrote her this week and she's forcing me to put it out." But seems like they're getting pretty serious. I think it's cute. I mean, he's writing songs for her. Yeah. And Cody reminded people, too, that they've been close friends for a very long time.
True.
So it wasn't a crazy sudden thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess you kind of skip the getting to know each other phase a little bit and dive right in at that point. And they're both out of their partying phase right now. He said it's really healthy and they're having a great time. So good for them.
Nice.
Lady Gaga suffered a very painful-looking fall off stage after a fan dropped her last night. This looked awful. She has to be more careful. She brought a fan on stage with her, and he picked her up while dancing. So he's just holding Lady Gaga. He lost his balance and both of them went crashing onto the ground off the stage, and it was a decent fall. This wasn't like a 2-foot stage.
I don't know.
Oh no, it was far.
Yeah, I've got the audio. You can hear the cheers in the crowd turn into gasps and then a few laughs as well as they fell.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay.
She's all right.
Everything's okay.
She's really nice about it.
The only thing that's not okay is you need some stairs for the damn stage so I can get back up.
Then the poor guy felt so bad.
Don't worry, come on. Everything's fine. It's not your fault. Let's go.
She's going, everything's fine. Oh, everything's fine. It's not your fault. It looked like a tough fall.
He literally had her in like a wrestling hold and it looked like he power bombed her off the stage. Yeah. Like it was not like a little trip up. It was bad.
I'm all for audience participation, but this was a little much, don't you think? I mean, she was like wrapped around in his arms.
It would have been fine had they not fallen off the stage.
But you're asking like a perfect stranger to hold you as you're dancing and grinding on
them. Yeah,
like,
they do these kind of things all the time.
Really?
Yeah, come on,
Never
Sam.
Never seen that in Vegas.
You're terrified of everything this morning. You told us you wouldn't do the spacewalk.
I'm getting older.
You wouldn't let a stranger pick you up, apparently. I don't think it's the end of the world that she did it, but obviously she probably won't do it again because she fell off stage. And I would be surprised if they both don't have some bruises. Mm. You can hear whoever is recording it say, "Oh my God, it's not funny."
Because
everybody was laughing and it looked like a tough fall. We'll put it up for you. You can check it out at the Beat92.5 on Instagram, all right? We've got Ed Sheeran on the way for you. Plus, you're one of your final chances to take Sam down
this week.
Him in his place. You can win $100 to spend at Jean Coutu. We'll throw in a Cold Drops gift bag as well, right? We're going to play coming up in about 6 minutes. First up, a throwback from Rupee. This is Tempted to Touch. It's a Beat 92.5.